The emotional aspect of that was hearing Andrew's voice. He rang me straight away. I just felt really privileged that he just rang, and he just wanted to ring and tell me. And it's just, you can just hear it in his voice, and it was just very emotional, to be honest. Just felt like you kind of feel connected, and just because the pictures, you know, and obviously you can just hear that he's so elated with it. The first thing I picked up on was the prison collapse, and it was one of the first thing I asked. First thing, you just listening to those things. There's prisoners on the loose, so you're like, oh, gosh, and then you see unrest, and, you know, there's been obviously a lot of things going in the country anyway. But you just have to talk yourself out of it, really, and just believe that they're going to come back fine.
And what about, what does he make of the rescue effort as well that's going on?
What does he make?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, he rang 2 o'clock in the morning on a real high to say that they'd rescued the little girl, obviously with it being a child. But I think anything they do just lifts them up, and then you can sort of hear them drop back down, and, you know, but that was good.
And how was it when you found out that he'd be going out to help on the rescue mission?
He's done it for a long, long time. So as soon as you hear earthquake, I know he's probably going to go. So it's, although you worry, it's something that happens.
Yeah. And what about the trouble that they've had in terms of getting through to the actual ground that they need to assist with the mission, basically? You know, did that worry you?
When you sort of hear the reports of unrest on other things he's been on, I've never seen that before, and it is worrying, but you kind of think that that's human nature, and when they see the rescue services, they're just going to be pleased and well received, really.
And do you know anything about in terms of when he might be coming home?
I don't know. I presume they don't actually stay that long, because then it becomes other people's jobs kind of kick in. Theirs is rescue, so...
And, you know, in terms of missing him as well, have you got children at home or anything?
Yeah, we've got 3 girls, but the other 2 are grown up. The little one, it's just sort of keeping a real level on it, you know, that she picks up on his daddy not safe and all those things. So it's kind of screening the news. And, you know, he's very hands-on dad, takes her to school, picks her up. So, you know, I'm just the one who sort of feeds and dresses her, really. So she misses him very much.
So is everyone coping well at home then?
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
And how about keeping up to date, obviously, as well as news comes through about, you know, anything that's going on over there?
I have to say that, you know, the fire service, they do really give us lots of support. If I haven't heard from Andrew, you know, they kind of ring every day and keep you updated. Sometimes it's, you can see something on the news and you get those feelings, you bring yourself down, really. I think, well, I would hear if something was wrong. So you just kind of have to switch off to the bad points, really, and not worry.